Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, May 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, COVID-19 vaccinations will be available today and tomorrow at the Hardy County Rec Complex located at 745 Rec Complex Drive from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Your local events, do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon be a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. If you're interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Fort by calling 863-773-3265, or you can email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. That's T-F-O-R-T at wauchulapolice.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Amoco Arcadia is looking for a service technician. 1 year of automotive experience is preferred. CWI Industrial Services is looking for an office manager. 1 year of office management experience is required. And Allstate Paving and Site Development is looking for an equipment operator. English fluency is preferred, and a driver's license plus 3 years of heavy equipment operation are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions, mostly cloudy. Temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit with a dew point at 70. Relative humidity 62%. Heat index is 88. Wind southwest at 11 miles an hour. The visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.09 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 11:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny early, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Tuesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Chance of rain 20%. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Vanilla spice, mangoes, and passion fruit are at the root of a collaborative agreement between two entities continents apart. MorningAgClips.com reports University of Florida's Board of Trustees have signed an agreement with the Northern Territory of Australia, allowing for exchange of UF scientists, faculty, and students, as well as the sharing of technology and development of research projects. The objective is to allow researchers to identify shared strategic interests on the sustainable development of the fruits and crops. The EPA is petitioning the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for three small refinery exemptions given to Sinclair Oil to be invalidated. Sinclair was granted the exemptions late in the Trump administration, but the EPA said the SREs were quoted outside the scope of the EPA's statutory authority. And there's substantial uncertainty EPA had conducted any analysis about their eligibility for the exemptions. Groups like the Renewable Fuels Association welcomed the news. Potato sales for the third quarter of the marketing year have caught up to the changed buying habits brought by the pandemic. PotatoGrower.com reports while potato sales remained above the same time period the previous year, March brought the total store potato sales down overall. Dollar sales fell 0.5%, while volume sales declined 3.6%. Sales across the store remained above pre-pandemic levels, showing consumer demand remains strong for potatoes.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. As Florida strawberry growers have been busy this growing season, battling weather, pests, and diseases, Mexico has officially been ranked the top exporter of strawberries. For the 2020 growing season, Mexico beat out Spain as the top producing strawberry country. Exports raised over $851 million last year, an increase in 12%. Spain has held the number one position for almost 20 years, while the United States was in third place with $477 million exported. While Florida might be home of the winter strawberry capital of the world, California is the largest producer in the country, with almost 1.5 billion pounds produced in 2020 alone. The Mexican strawberry industry is dependent on U.S. demand. Of all of its strawberry exports last year, 99.3% went to the United States, which is the world's biggest importer. Spain largely exports to the European countries. The Mexican market overcame obstacles caused by the pandemic, such as the availability of labor, and the hardships faced by the food service industry, where 15% of the fruit is normally sold. While strawberries are often considered an impulse buy, demand remained robust amid producer fears that wider unemployment would make strawberries less attainable for consumers, especially here in the U.S., where demand is always high.
Tune in to Tennessee, August 10th through 12th, 2021, for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Jeremy House. The shutdown of the pipeline that carries gasoline and other fuel from Texas to the Northeast is continuing. Meanwhile, experts say gasoline prices are unlikely to be affected if the pipeline is back to normal in the next few days. A court ruling striking down a national eviction moratorium has placed additional pressure on the federal and state governments to deliver tens of billions of dollars in promised rental aid.
The ban remains in place during an appeal from the Justice Department after the district court found that the CDC exceeded its authority when it imposed the moratorium. Housing advocates say that without the moratorium, the only thing standing between tenants and eviction is the more than $50 billion in aid promised by the federal government.
Correspondent Rhonda Rockstra reporting. This year's graduating class of college seniors is poised for better job prospects than were the 2020 graduates who had the misfortune of the coronavirus recession. With business, I'm Jeremy House.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with Sunday's NBA action. The Lakers dropped the Suns 2 games behind the Western Conference leading Jazz.
Anthony Davis scored 42 points to lead the Lakers to a 123-110 win over the Suns. Minus LeBron James, L.A. led this game start to finish, going up by as many as 23 in the fourth quarter. Davis shined on both ends of the court, finishing with 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 steals. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Alex Caruso each added 17 points. Reserve Cameron Payne led the Suns with 24. I'm Mark Myers.
Around the rest of the league yesterday, it was the Heat over the Celtics, 130-124. Knicks, 106. Clippers, 100. Dallas beat Cleveland, 124-97. It was Minnesota downing the Magic, 128-96. Pelicans, 112. Charlotte, 110. This is SRN Sports. Running up the rest of your NBA tallies from yesterday, Bulls, 108. Pistons, 96. And Sacramento beat Oklahoma City, 126-98. Moving on to Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, it was the Red Sox over the Orioles 4-3, Texas 10, Seattle 2, the White Sox beat Kansas City 9-3, while the Astros went by Toronto 7-4, Rays 4, and the A's 3. In the National League, the Brewers beat Miami 2-1 yesterday, Mets 4, Arizona 2, Cardinals over Colorado 2-0, it was Pittsburgh downing the Cubs 6-5, while the Padres hammered the Giants 11-1, the final score there, Atlanta 6 and Philadelphia 1. 2 games in interleague play yesterday, the Yankees edged the Nationals 3-2, Angels 2, and the Dodgers 1. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was the Blackhawks over Dallas 4-2, Calgary 6, and Ottawa 1. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, I used to be addicted to all kinds of soaps, but I'm clean now. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting.
The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.